Welcome in to another edition of the Leadership Library, hosted by CEO and author Rocky Romanella. Rocky is the author of the book, Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership, and has over 40 years of business experience as a prominent member of the UPS Supply Chain Solutions team, as well as the CEO of Unitech Global Services. So sit back, grab your notebook, and take a seat, and get ready for this edition of the Leadership Library.
Welcome to the Leadership Library podcast. I'm your host, Rocky Romanella. We've been talking about the five ways to keep your top earners and employees when you can't offer a raise or promotion. Number three, I think, is one that is near and dear to all of us, and that's give them back their time. Think about that for a second, right? Time is that precious commodity that once spent never comes back. You can never add time, right? I tell people all the time, you can't put the seatbelt on after the airbag goes off, right? Once it's done, it's done. Well, time is that precious commodity, and it's that gift that does not keep on giving, right? Because once it's spent, it's gone. And so I think people's time is so important. I think it's interesting. I really am concerned about this whole world of virtual people working from home. And what worries me the most is that good employee who was always a hard worker, you know, that individual who was so committed, that individual was the early adopter, the person who was, you know, in early, left late kind of individual. Well, now they're working from home. And I think they're working even more hours because their computer's on 24/7, at least maybe when they left the office, they had some time in their car to drive home. They got home, they had dinner with their family. And everybody kind of understood that they were off the clock. But now that they're working from home, here they are on the clock, it seems like 24/7. Now, the individuals who weren't working hard or weren't on the clock or were doing different things, as we talked about before, or every time they were supposed to be on a Zoom call, their camera didn't work, is probably because their camera isn't working because they're in Costco or because there's bad cell coverage in Costco maybe, or because they don't want you to know where they are. But the good employee is probably working harder now. So I think one of the ways that you can really impact in a positive way your top performers, your top earners, those individuals inside your organization that are so important that you want to retain is give them back their time. I think another way you do that is don't be sending them emails at 10 o'clock at night. You're naive to think that that person who's always connected isn't going to read that email at 10 o'clock at night. Don't call for meetings at 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night or start them at 7 o'clock in the morning when their normal workday starts at 8 or 8:30. I think those are all the things that you do. I think the other thing that helps give people their time back, and we've talked about this before, is understanding the difference between nice to do things and need to do things. If you make everything need to do things, then you're going to have these people working 24/7. If you understand the difference between nice to do things and need to do things, you take care of the need to do things, which is make sure the lug nuts are tight and make sure that you take care of the things you need to take care of. And then the nice to do things, you get them done through the course of the day and through the course of the week for your people. So I think your ability to give them their time back by being organized, by being smart about the way you manage emails, not everything. First of all, I don't know why this button's even on the computer, but this whole reply to all, I think that thing has to be real. I think they should take that off and say, if you really want to apply to all, start typing in all their names. Because otherwise, everybody hits reply to all, and the next thing you know is everybody's on. There's 75 people on these emails going back and forth between people just having minor conversations. You know, how many times people get, you say to someone, how many emails you get a day? 100. Who reads 100 emails thoughtfully, succinctly, with an understanding? So to me, a good way to give back time to individuals is A, respecting their time, B, understanding that, hey, they're good people, they're already working hard. How do I, you know, what are the things I can take off their plate? What are the things I can take off their plate by being more organized? What are the things I'm asking them to do? Am I asking them to do them at 7, 8 o'clock at night? Am I asking them to do them on weekends? I think all those things can really lead to you being that leader who cares enough about their people that you respect their time. Until we meet, and look, I'm going to respect your time and get off because I'm just about past my 3 minutes. All right, thanks. Be safe. Enjoy yourself and your family. And just remember, time is a precious commodity. Use it wisely.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Leadership Library, a bi-weekly podcast designed to help you find your leadership aha moment. To access Rocky Romanella for consulting, keynote speaking, or training your business, head to tightenthelugnuts.com. You can also head to tightenthelugnuts.com and click the link for Leadership Library to see this episode or every episode recorded by Rocky Romanella in the Leadership Library. And until next episode, remember, the speed of the leader determines the pace of the pack.